The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Season 2, Episode 3, Human Development Virtues, Moral Excellence.
Hello, welcome to The Candid Cast. We are going to spend the next few weeks talking about human development virtues. There are value systems that if you ignore, you go nowhere. If you rise without them, you will come down. It is certain. And those are the values and virtues we'll be discussing in the next few weeks. Before we go further, I encourage you, if you have not subscribed to our channel, do subscribe, like, and share so that it can reach as many people as possible. They also need to grow by this, the information that we are bringing your way. The values that distinguish successful people from the not too successful are what we are talking about, and it applies to every facet of human living, every sphere of our lives. We need to always realize that success is not measured in any currency of the world. It is not in dollar or pounds. There are people who have money. You will never wish to be like them. So let's take the first virtue we want to discuss, moral excellence. Moral excellence. We'll look at the subject of morality, also known as goodness, in the first part of our study. That's what we'll be discussing today. Morality refers to a set of principles, values, beliefs, and standards that guide individuals or societies in distinguishing right from wrong, good from bad, ethical from unethical. It serves as a framework for making decisions and judgments about what is considered acceptable and what is unacceptable, what is just and what is unjust, what is virtuous and what is sinful or repulsive. These principles are constant. That's why they are called principles. Whether we say principles or we say values or we say virtues or we say beliefs, they are synonymous. They are basic generalizations that are accepted as true. They are the basis for reasoning or conduct. The story was told, for example, of a prophet that went to a king and spoke to the king, "Long may you reign, O king." After the exchange of pleasantries, the man told the king, "There is an incident that occurred in this your kingdom. A man had many goats and lives next door to a neighbor who had only one goat. The big man with many goats had a visitor, a very well-respected dignitary, and he needed to entertain the visitor to a good lunch. He sent his servants to fetch the poor man's only goat. He killed the goat, made merry with his visitor, entertained the guest very well, and at the end the guest was happy and the big man was happy. When the king heard this, he was moved and declared that whoever did this in this kingdom must die." That's sound judgment based on principle. This judgment came out of the principle of moral forthrightness. The storyteller told the king, "You are the one that did this wrong." The king was bewildered. When did you see me collect goat from a poor man? The man further explained to the king, "You have many wives. And when you felt like sleeping with a woman, you went to your neighbor that had only one wife and collected his wife to make yourself happy." The unprincipled king renounced his death sentence and went into begging God for mercy and forgiveness. This is what sums up what principle looks like. That king should just have offered himself for execution because he passed the judgment. Morality does not look at who is involved. Principles don't change when it is me that is the victim. Morality often draws on sources such as religious teachings, cultural norms, philosophical perspectives, and personal conscience to inform ethical conduct and behavior. It shapes how individuals interact with others, how they make choices, and contribute to the well-being of society. Morality is not about yourself, and it does not promote selfishness. Moral principles and values are rigid and constant. It does not bend for any reason. The king in our story failed this test of morality. Moral quality has no respect for persons. You don't change rules because it involves your son or involves your daughter. The concept of morality is central to ethical reasoning and the establishment of norms and standards that govern human behavior in various contexts. Every society that you find making good progress have this sound moral forthrightness. If you steal in China, it does not matter who you are. A politician that sees government money will die, and they don't compromise it. They don't pray to our God. They don't believe what we believe, but they have that moral soundness. You will think about your life before you steal public funds, and you see the rate at which they are growing. Moral principles serve as foundational guidelines for ethical behavior and decision making. Let us see some examples of common moral principles that shape individual conduct and relationship. The principle of honesty, truthfulness, and integrity in communication and action. When we talk of honesty, we talk of integrity, we talk of truthfulness. In Nigeria, we recite it as poem. When you say a man is a man of integrity and he looks away from all the injustices in the land. Number two, in a morally upright society, justice reigns. When we are talking of justice, we are talking of fairness, impartiality. You know, the legal symbol is that justice is blind. You have the woman with the eyes tied. He does not see who is involved. That's justice. He delivers judgment, whether it's your son, your daughter, your wife, your uncle that is involved. The treatment is the same. That is what it should be. But where morality fails, you find something otherwise. You do to others as you will wish you will have it done to you when you are on the other side of the stick. Ensuring equitable treatment and opportunities for all. It does not matter the tribe, the language, the religion. Fair, what is fair is what is fair. Number three, a morally upright person will show respect, valuing the dignity of other persons and autonomy of every other individual. People have their own rights to exist. Respect the space of the next person. Don't invade unchecked. Number four, compassion is a subset of morality, showing empathy and kindness towards those in need. You look at yourself and feel, if I were the one in that position, how will I want to be treated? That's what moral values are. Number five, beneficence. Doing good and promoting the well-being of others. It is morally right to do good and to promote the well-being of other person. Number six, non-maleficence. By this, I mean avoiding harm and preventing unnecessary suffering. A morally upright person will not go and steal what belongs to another. He will not kidnap or practice banditry. He will not steal the money meant to tar road for everybody and appropriate it to himself. He will not take the money meant to build hospital and appropriate it to himself. No. Your conscience will tell you these conducts are wrong. Number seven, integrity. Consistency between your beliefs, your values, and your actions. When you announce, I am a man of integrity, is that consistent with what we see in you? What you do from day to day, how you treat people when they belong to your favored one, your political party, your religious group, or otherwise. And number eight, gratitude. It is morally right to be grateful, acknowledging and appreciating the contributions of others, particularly in positions of leadership. Don't take all the credit as if you work alone. There are always people around you that make you to be successful. Be grateful to them, promote them, learn to appreciate people even when you are higher than them. Number nine, loyalty. Remaining faithful and committed to obligations and relationships is part of morality. Number 10, forgiveness. Letting go of resentment and offering understanding and pardon is also part of morality. Humility. Practicing modesty and acknowledging one's limitations. You don't know it all. You don't have it all together. Morally upright people are humble. There is nothing you have that you have not been given. You receive. You were born empty and you will go empty. Learn to be humble. Number 12, responsibility. Taking ownership of one's actions and their consequences. Like it is said that you are free to make your choices. You choose your actions, but you cannot choose the consequences. Consequences follow every choice. When those consequences come, do not disown them. Do not wish that they never come. So before you make your choices, you have freedom of choice. Before you make your choice, examine deeply be able to project what the consequences will look like, and be sure you'll be willing to take those consequences when they come. Number 13, morally upright people have courage. It is said that courage is not the absence of fear, but ability to continue in spite of fear, acting with conviction and resilience in the face of challenges. When there are challenges and you know that this is exactly what is right to do, just like Caleb said in the Bible, he said, as my strength was when I was 45, so it is at the age of 85. It is right to go and possess the land. Just give me the task and I am ready to go. That's a person of courage. Did not sit back shifting the focus, because I'm older, I cannot go. Let somebody go, send the children. No, he was ready. Deborah was another person that was highly courageous. She was ready to go for battle as a woman and a prophetess. Number 14, self-discipline. Exercising self-control and restraint for personal growth and development. There are things that you need to put in place if you must grow. Some people, we have known so many in the Nigerian society, you borrow money from the bank, you want to do business. Lack of self-control will make you to go into unguided consumptions that will make you unable to pay that credit. When the bank comes to take the collateral, you will think that they are wicked. They are not wicked. They are practicing their normal course of business. Like if you take money from the bank has all measures to exercise control over that money before it is released. So they put every measure in check. If at the end of the day, you use the money for what you told the bank you will use it for, the chances that you will be able to pay is more than 70%. Number 15, tolerance. Accepting and respecting differences in beliefs, the values and perspectives of others. We are human beings, we are different. Be able to reach, look at the next person and expect that he will not think exactly the way you think. When the thinking system is different, be able to reason with the next person. Finally, generosity, sharing resources and offering help to others without expecting anything in return. It is morally right to look at those who are not as privileged as you are and think of what you can do for them. Don't do things only for people who can pay you back. Do for those who have nothing to give you. That's morality. These moral principles are not exhaustive. There are still many more that we can talk about, but they reflect common ethical values that underpin moral reasoning and shape ethical conduct in various personal, social, and professional and cultural context. Individuals may prioritize and apply these principles differently based on their beliefs, their experiences, and their ethical framework. The truth is that what is right is right. When we form the habit of putting ourselves at the other end of the stick in making our choices, before you steal that man's wristwatch, think of how it will feel if you labored to buy one and it is stolen. Before you leave your father or mother after eating without saying thank you to the person who labored to ensure food is brought to the table, think of how it feels when someone collects from you your hard-earned money without the courtesy of saying thank you, in the name of feeling entitled to your worth as a son, as a daughter, or whatever the relationship may be. Gratitude is necessary part of morality. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.